Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
State lawmakers want to re-engineer voting districts in some Massachusetts cities to give Black and Latino candidates a better shot at the State House. It's why in their new plan to redraw district lines, they've targeted cities where minority populations have grown in recent years. Nowhere has that been more apparent than in the city of Brockton, where the Black population grew nearly 75% in the last decade. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis visited Brockton and has this report.
Holder Diaz Gomez de Bajos sits at the cash register at a clothing store bearing the Cape Verdean flag. He's fresh off a plane from his constellation of islands off of Africa. Arrived last week, he speaks no English, only Cape Verdean Creole, an artifact of the Portuguese who colonized his islands and then used them as a stop in the African slave trade.
Ainda não estou a estudar nem estou a trabalhar.
He's disoriented, and he's still not sure if he'll work or study. His father, Joao, owns the store. He came here more than 20 years ago and has slowly brought over each of his children.
How do you feel now that your son's here?
I feel much better. Another one's coming, and I had another two. When they're all here, I'm going to be more happy, happy father.
What do you hope for your son here?
To try to get him in school and get a job, get a better education.
Bajos is part of a large Cape Verdean community that started moving to Brockton in the 1970s. They now make up a tenth of the population. Haitians are the next largest immigrant group.
We have changed quite a bit.
John Jerome is the deputy superintendent at the Brockton Public Schools. In the last 20 years,
we've gone from, I would say, a majority population being white, maybe 56-57% around there, and now it's probably 27%.
Almost a quarter of Brockton students are still learning English, and the majority of students speak more than one language.
That's the city of Brockton. That's the future of Brockton.
Even with this large influx of immigrants, not one immigrant has won a seat on the school committee. But Jerome says they are starting to serve on school-based boards, and that's the first step.
Frankly, institutions don't change that quickly. And so I understand that.
Jay Stewart is the first Black person to win a citywide office in Brockton. He ran for mayor twice and now serves as an at-large city councilor.
It's never been an issue for me that the political system is anti-diversity or something like that. I do think the political system is very much structured to support incumbents. And that's a problem regardless of your race, period.
Stewart testified in favor of creating voting districts in Massachusetts where the majority of constituents are Black, Latino, and Asian.
Clearly, this majority-minority redistricting doesn't ensure that a person of color will get elected. I think that's important, but I think that's part of the puzzle.
Stewart says it's more important to consolidate people with common interests.
This building over here is a new Haitian church. That used to be the old Greek church. And the Greek Orthodox community built a new home up on Oak Street, so they sold this and it's now a Haitian church.
Mike Brady is the incumbent. He's giving me a tour of his district. Under the new plan, he'll lose the more solidly middle-class parts of the city.
It was an A&P, then it became a Star Market. It's been vacant for several years.
And gain working class and immigrant neighborhoods. The plan would also make Brady, who is white, a minority in his district. He seems unfazed, although he does recognize the median income of his constituents will almost certainly drop. But he doesn't see himself doing his job any differently going forward.
Number one cause I get from my constituents, and this is no matter when I was a city council, as a state rep, but right now, more than ever, is people looking for jobs and people looking for housing.
Residents of Brockton will have a week to comment on the redistricting plans. The State House has to vote on the proposal by November 4th. If they approve it, it will be the first time Brockton, a so-called majority-minority city, has a voting block where the majority of constituents are Black, Latino, and Asian. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reporting from Brockton.